Reach for the Dream. Written by Ann McCullough Rennie and read by Catherine Tonkin. Alice Ferguson never wanted today to end. February 23rd, 1952, was the best day in her entire 8 years of life. As she stepped off the school bus, her heart was brimming over with happiness. Her knuckles showed white against the brown paper package she clasped to her chest. Today, her dream had come true. Today, she possessed everything she had ever wanted in her entire life. She could not wait to see the look of joy on her mother's face. For a moment, she paused to allow her 5-year-old brother Ben to catch up before setting off along the rutted dirt road that would bring them to the tiny property in Victoria's prime farming country that was their home. Despite the heat, Alice began the long walk home quickly, her brilliant blue eyes enormous in her fragile heart-shaped face, their size accentuated by her creamy Irish complexion. Unable to contain her happiness an instant longer, she held her precious package up at arm's length and shouted against the wind. "Thank you, Mum. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Then she whirled around and planted a kiss on the wrapping. Alice's happiness was a book. Not just any book, but the first book she had ever possessed in her whole life. Presented to her today for being runner-up in the coveted Regional Bush Children's Quest for Knowledge competition. Her mother had understood how badly she wanted this book and what it represented. It was the first book Alice had ever owned. All others she had borrowed from the travelling library, and it was from her mother that she had gained the determination and courage to beat the odds of both her age and the taunts of the older, less able children. "Think big," her mother always said. "Knowledge is the gateway to fortune and happiness, and you have as much a right to that knowledge as the next child, but sometimes you have to fight for it." The temperature was still climbing, even at 3:30 in the afternoon, and the hot, dry westerlies that had begun at dawn showed no sign of abating. It would be hard work pushing their way home against the continuous buffeting of the wind, but Alice was too happy to be bothered by the weather. The familiar smell of hot wood filled her nostrils as she trudged happily along, lost in her own world, occasionally remembering to glance back at Ben dawdling behind. On either side of her, the scorched brown grass bent against the wind's will. Sheep and cattle huddled in what little shade they could find. There had been virtually no rain for over 4 months, and everything was tinder dry.